ho, ho. It's almost that time of the year again. I know Mr. Whale loves it. So a very merry Christmas to all our listeners. Well, you'd probably be wrong. I mean, Christmas, oh dear, is it really that time again?
I was asked to be Father Christmas the other day.
Yeah? Let's hear your Father Christmas voice, go on.
Well, I turned it down.
Why?
I didn't think I'd be...
Or should I have said why?
Because I didn't think I'd be good enough.
No, you're probably right. Probably right.
Yeah. I came up with loads of ideas, though.
Did you?
Yeah.
And?
Secret earpieces so the parents can give out information so you can talk to the kids if you are Santa, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
A magician's approach.
Why did you do it?
They talked about stuffing a pillow up my jumper and stuff, and I just thought I'd...
It's better than stuffing socks down your pants, isn't it?
That's true. That is true.
You know?
I don't think I could pull the voice off continually.
Oh, it's easy. That chap who did the voiceover at the beginning, he's good. Just listen to him.
I'll model myself on him then.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would.
Hmm.
So I suppose it is that festive time of year again.
Almost.
For some. Yeah. Have you been directing people to our Christmas shop with our own Christmas elves in it?
Have we got one?
Well, I thought we had an online Christmas boutique.
We have an online boutique. I wouldn't say it was very Christmassy.
Well, do you not think, in light of everybody else sort of putting up the Christmas decorations, you should, in our online boutique, where you can buy not only copies of an autobiography by broadcaster James Whale, which is well worth a read, you can get baseball caps, sweatshirts, mugs. I mean, you can get almost anything, can't you?
You can, but you can't just walk into... It's not like a room you could just throw a bit of tinsel at.
Well, it's easier, isn't it? You just sort of paint a few bits around the outside.
And that's easy, is it?
Well, it's not difficult, is it?
Well, it's easy if you're a web developer, I suppose.
Well, there are loads of those around.
There are, yeah. I keep getting emails from loads of them saying they can improve our traffic.
Improve our traffic?
Hmm.
What traffic?
Exactly. I have no idea what they're talking about.
Is that like those people who keep wanting me to do something with a cookie jar?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, they keep saying, don't forget, you know, you could have cookies.
Oh, cookies, yes. Apparently you get free cookies with most websites, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I like the ones with a chocolate chip. Oh, do you know, I've done my shoulder in, it's killing me. Sorry, go on.
So, we don't offer cookies on our website. If we do offer cookies, we don't tell them that they're getting them.
Why?
Even though you should.
Why should you?
Some law a few years ago said you have to, if you're offering cookies, apparently you have to tell them that there's cookies available.
Well, why, if it's law, why aren't we doing it?
Because we're small fry.
No, we're not. How can we be small fry?
Well,
we've got hundreds of thousands of listeners to this program all over the world. How can we be small fry?
Yeah, but I don't want to be telling everybody that we've got free cookies, because then I'd have to go and buy loads of cookies.
Ah. It took me a long time to work out why I couldn't get Spam anymore.
They sell it in Tesco's.
Yeah, I know, but they kept the people kept talking to me about Spam.
Yeah,
and I said, well, what sort of Spam are you talking about? I like Spam fritters myself, but it rather depends. And apparently, I got the wrong end of the stick.
There's lots of people campaigning to get rid of Spam.
You see, I don't know why they do that. I like Spam.
I've never tried it. I'm sure I must have had it in school dinners when I was a kid.
Did you not have Spam fritters? They were delicious. Oh, hang on. Oh, no, they're putting decorations up outside their house next door.
Have they got that big Santa Claus with his trousers hanging down and flashing?
No, no, I've told them off about that.
That was nice. I like that.
Did you?
Yeah.
No, I don't like that. They've got a wreath on the door, and I think... Oh, gosh, no. It looks like they're going to put up those sort of spa... Oh! No! He's putting a flippin'... No! He's putting a reindeer with lights on the front garden. Oh, no!
We've put a lamppost outside our garage door that twinkles.
A lamppost?
Yeah.
A proper lamppost?
It's half-height lamppost.
Did you not get planning permission? You have to get planning permission for that.
It's mobile.
Oh, no, hang on. They're having an argument about where to put it.
God.
Look, it's going to freak out my dogs. Oh, hang on, he's moving it. He's lifted it up. They're going to put it by the front door. They're going to put it by... Oh, flipping Bambi. One of the dogs will have it by the throat.
Has he got a flashing red nose? Oh, I haven't switched
it on yet. Well, I don't know. It's actually light while we're doing this. Well, it is where I am. I don't know about you. Oh, no, they're putting those bloody icicles up as well. You know, that hang from along the guttering.
I was going to do that this year. I even found my staple gun, but then I thought, no, I can't be bothered.
Oh, no, don't bother. Don't bother.
It's all right when you've got a house with kids in it. Have they got kids?
No, they're grandparents, so they've got grandchildren, probably.
Oh, there you go.
That'll come over. Yeah.
We'll invite your grandkids over and send them round their house.
I've told them we're out the country.
Oh, you are Scrooge.
Anyway, getting on with the programme, don't forget, check out the website and the Christmas boutique. You better put something on it that makes it look Christmassy.
I will, just for you, and all the listeners should go and check it out, because I'll put something there deliberately that'll be quite entertaining.
Yeah, okay, and some carol singers when you go in. just go to the website. JamesWellRadio.co.uk. And I think it's quite a nice website. I don't know who the web designer who designed it was, but I thought it was all right.
Our website?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's a good lad, that lad. Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, talk about websites. Did I tell you I'm working on talk radio at the moment?
You've got a new job.
Yeah, just doing 7 until 10, Monday to Thursday in the evening.
Wow. I'll make a note in my diary.
Check it out. On Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, yeah. Okay. Let's have a word with the boss. I don't seem to be on the front page at the moment. But still, never mind. There's always time. And, of course, BBC Saturday morning. Broadcast from the studios of BBC Radio Kent. But I'm sure if you go online, you can find it wherever you happen to be. 10 o'clock in the morning until 2 in the afternoon.
They're going to find out one day, you know.
What?
The BBC. They're going to find out that you're on their stations.
So anyway, there we are. Check it out. Thank you for all the texts and the tweets and stuff like that. Can you hear something ringing? Is that my phone?
It could be the jingle bells outside next door.
Hang on. Let's see who it is. Oh, no, it's a missed call. Funnily enough, a missed call from the producer of my radio show on Talk. Should we call him?
Yeah, go on then.
See what he has to say.
Yeah.
Hang on. Let's do that. Let me just dial the number before we do anything else. What?
This is not going to make me jealous now, is it?
No, he's an immigrant.
Oh, so he won't be here long then.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. We'll see. It's not ringing, is it? You can edit this bit out, can't you?
Yeah, of course I can, yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. Well, that... Can people tell how... Oh, hold on, let's see if this works.
I'll leave a message, go ahead, or you can flick me a text and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Cheers.
Can flick you a text? Okay, well, call me... Listen, Ed, call me on my home phone number, okay? Bye. So if he rings, we'll talk to him, shall we? He's a strange New Zealand person. Good. I was on this morning last week. I don't know whether you saw it.
I watched it yesterday.
Oh, you watched it yesterday?
Yeah.
Well, that's good, because that's the day it was on.
Yeah, but I watched it on catch-up, if you know what I mean.
Oh, right, okay. Have you any criticism or content of...
Nice shirt.
A nice shirt, is that all you can say?
The set was nice.
Is that all you can say?
Well, what do you want?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, did you have any, you know, did you think Philip Schofield was doing a good job or not?
Well, Philip Schofield's just Philip Schofield, isn't he? He just does the same thing every day, doesn't he? He's the same as he always is.
Hello. How's it going?
Yeah, Ed.
Yes.
I'm recording a show at the moment, Ed.
Oh, sorry. I'll leave you to it then.
What? No, it's okay. It's what, Rob?
I was just saying, don't hang up.
No, don't hang up, Ed. You can be on the program if you want.
Okay, cool. I'll happily join you. How's it going?
Yeah, well, it's going very well, actually, Ed, at the moment. But we were just worried about immigrants working in our country, but, you know.
Just you. It's all right. I've got a passport, so I'm okay.
Oh, right. Will we be able to go over to New Zealand and work on the radio over there, Rob? I don't think we would.
I don't think I will.
You could easily get in, probably. I'm sure they'll take you. I'll set you up with a few job offers if you want.
Okay, well, listen, I might be going to Australia in the not-too-distant future, so I'll let you know.
Don't go to Australia, go further, go to New Zealand.
Oh, I thought it was more or less the same sort of place. It's like going to England or France.
No, in Kazakhstan, they think it's the same sort of place, but, you know, us Kiwis and the others, we know that, but we know the difference. We know that New Zealand's better.
So is Kazakhstan in New Zealand? I didn't know that.
Geography.
Ah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Listen, Ed. 2 points.
Yep.
That little doof. What's the bit that I broke on the headphones in the studio the other night?
The 3.5 to 6.5 mil adapter.
Right. Okay. I've got another one of those. That's good. Fine.
Sure.
Could we get the ambassador on from the Saudi Arabian embassy?
I will put in a bid. I'll see what we can do.
I think that would be fun. Okay. All right, listen, I'll give you a call a little later because you're upsetting my producer of this show. He gets really quite depressed and thinks you'll want to take over.
Oh, look, I apologise to your producer. And yeah, we'll catch up later and sort the rest of the programme then.
All right, take it easy. Thank you.
Have
bye.
The rest of the show.
Bye. Bye. That was Rob putting together the programme for tonight.
What? That wasn't Rob. That was Ed.
No, that was Ed. That was Ed. Oh, flipping it. You've all got silly little Ed, Rob, Ash. You know, does anybody work with me have longer than a 3-letter word or a name?
Oh, I can help you out there.
Can you? In fact, Ed's only 2, isn't it? Or is it 3? Would you have 2 D's in Ed?
No, that'd be Ed.
Yeah. It took me ages to understand what it was because he answers the phone. Ed?
Ed?
Ed? And I couldn't understand what he was saying. Ed?
Yeah, well, you can call me Robbo still. That's 4.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, that works out. Anyway, listen, getting back to our programme, very good point that will probably be in the news. And when you listen to this programme, I wonder how Boris will have gone on with that. I have to say, I agree with his thoughts on various Middle Eastern countries. And those who are not being devastated by war seem to be taking part in a lot of fighting for reasons I am not really very up on. He's called them a proxy war. I must admit, when I woke up and heard the news this morning, I thought he was calling it a proxy war by the Saudis, and I thought, whoops. But anyway, let's get back to the point in hand, right?
Mm-hmm.
The referendum, of course, I don't know if anybody's been following the online court case in the Supreme Court. I didn't understand a flipping word of it.
Is it online?
Yeah. Oh. Well, it's online, it's on Sky, it's on everywhere. Parliament, it's everywhere.
Wow, I didn't know.
It's a whole thing. And then they had a voting... You're not interested, are you? You don't care.
Well, I care about the result.
This is going to be the biggest problem this country has faced because that stupid David Cameron gave people a referendum and he told them it would be binding and then there was nothing put in the act. So now all those people, I'm sorry to say this, right? There are a few, and if you talk to members of parliament who voted to leave, and then you put them on the spot, those who are sane and sensible, right? There are some nutters, I won't mention their names, who are just obsessed by Britain being Britain. We don't want to be anything else. We want to be Britain. We're a sovereign nation. Oh, sod off. We live on a small rock floating around in the universe. And all this flipping, I better not fucking swear anymore, but because you did have a lot of beeps last week, didn't you?
Yes, I did, yes.
Yeah, there's a charity out about celebrities swearing, but that's another story. I just get fed up with it. You know, we now have to try to extricate ourselves from an organisation that is useless. I don't disagree that the European Union couldn't organise a piss-up in a brewery, but it has to be better than nations going back to being as independent as they can, therefore more nationalistic, therefore we could be into more problems. But it'll have to be sorted out. And actually, I reckon that probably this whole business will be swept under the carpet to a certain extent. So we put on Facebook the question, could the in-out referendum turn out to be, well, just a big opinion poll? Just a big opinion poll. Because in a way, that's what it was, isn't it, Rob?
That's what it looks like, yes.
So Dylan Wynne-Jones, I wonder where Dylan Wynne-Jones comes from, says, even governments have to abide by the rule of law. But it is Parliament that creates those laws. And if the government has a mind to change, it will have to ask Parliament. Dylan Wynne-Jones, obviously a Welshman like myself, very intelligent man. If the majority favour an exit, the Constitution will be redraft to reflect that choice. If common sense prevails, we will see Parliament reject the request for an exit. You're right, Dylan. Absolutely right. Whilst Ian Maxted says, a big waste of time and money, that has diverted the eyes while the minds play games. And Joe Thompson said, possibly it was just an opinion poll. And where do we go from here? The US are up in arms. Re the miscounting of Trump voters. Apparently he didn't get that many. But they are stuck with him and they have to accept it. We should do the same instead of dithering. No, Joe, we shouldn't. To leave the European Union to try and go it alone in a small world is going to cause you, Joe, and me, Rob, and everybody else major problems. Well, it is at the moment. It is causing major problems at the moment. Politicians who are there to run countries but can't, like David Cameron, gave the people of this country a referendum and a question that they couldn't possibly answer, except those who are entrenched in their own political views. Now, I think the European Union is a complete waste of money and time, and the people who got themselves into power in the European Union are useless. And you can see that by the way they are not helping those migrants who are fleeing from war-torn areas. We're all arguing about it. You can see that there is no real governance to the European Union, but we need to be part of it to sort the buggers out, don't we? Of course we do, Gary Elmo says. Why is anybody surprised by what's happening? The government will do whatever they want, leave or stay. It all boils down to how much money they can make out of their option. The will of the people, don't make me laugh. We've got a Tory government. Do please remind me of the last time they ever gave a crap about the will of the people. Whether you voted leave or remain, your opinion counts for jack. Deal with it. Interesting, Gary. I agree with parts of that as well, but I actually think that politicians like you and me, they're no special. They're not particularly bright, some of them. They might have legal minds, a lot of them might come from the law, but that doesn't mean, even if you have a great legal mind, that you are imbued. Is that right word, imbued?
Never heard of it before, ever.
With common sense, I don't know. John Thacker says, you must be mad to vote Remain. The EU is good for no European citizen. The agenda was always to keep us in the EU regardless of the result. And this is how this is now democracy works. I think you mean this is how democracy works, actually. Well, democracy doesn't work, does it? Because we've got more or less a 50-50 split. And for reasons I've already said, we don't, you know, countries becoming nationalistic again and doing their own thing and wanting the best for themselves makes the world a dangerous place. Keith Whitewood, loads of you responded to this, by the way. The reason we voted out is because we don't have a say anymore. We are fed up with not being heard through normal channels. Politicians have their own interests at heart, not the voters. Bogged down by red tape, as usual. I think you'll find there'll be more red tape coming out of Westminster. Red tape is something that keeps civil servants employed. Civil servants love red tape. They love it. Absolutely love it. Whether it's Brussels or Westminster, you'll find there'll still be quite a lot. We don't have a say anymore. Of course you have a say. The trouble is, very few people bothered with the Euro elections where you could decide who you sent to the European Parliament. Most of us, me included, probably can't mention our Euro MP or MPs. Can you, Rob?
No, I can't mention any of them.
No, but the one who relates to your area, your member, your representative in the European Parliament, you must know who they are.
I can't even tell you who represents me in Parliament.
For goodness sake. There we are. That's the problem. James Brindle says, even if in the presence of royal assent, a referendum and a million plus majority, it seems we can't get a thing done. A million is, in a country of 70 million, a million is a mere nothing. A decision was made. I bring everyone back to the point made on Question Time. Just because I didn't like the government that was voted in, can we have a re-election? No, it's not the same thing at all. Wendy Wright, I better get on Question Time. Wendy Wright, the MPs have already had a vote on this, same as the rest of us. So now they get two votes. How many more until they get what they want? Democracy's dead in this country. We may as well forget it. I just hope that they remember that when people begin revolting against it, if it goes against the original vote, the Ramonas remind me of babies who tant and scream. What is tant? When they don't get their own way. Trust me, Wendy Wright, whoever you are, wherever you come from. Had it been the other way around, the people who voted to leave would have been just as ranty and just as ravey. I like to see myself above both sides. There are reasons that we want to be out of the European Union. There are reasons that we should stay within a family of nations. I'd like to see us out of the Commonwealth. I can't see any point in the Commonwealth, and some of the human rights in some of the Commonwealth countries are disgusting and despicable. But we still fight on, don't we, to try and make a difference. Maybe we should think of it that way. Your thoughts, guys, your thoughts. As always, you can get me at jameswellradio at gmail.com, jameswellradio@gmail.com for your thoughts. And if you just tuned in, this is the James Whale Radio Show on your favourite radio station, available, of course, online, on your tablet, on your mobile phone, anywhere else we can get it. Okay, listen, here's a great band. We're going to have some music. This is a band that are called White Eskimo. Now, you may remember this was a band that had a very famous member before he got onto X Factor. Can you tell me who that member was?
Is it Harry Styles, by chance?
Ah, see, I knew you were a fan of White Eskimo. It was Harry Styles. And White Eskimo are actually being tipped for one of the big bands of 2017. Here's a track that's called Game Time. So there we are, White Eskimo and Game Time. If you want to find out more about White Eskimo, Google White Eskimo. White Eskimo.
Yeah, White Eskimo.
Are there pink Eskimos or blue Eskimos or black Eskimos or green Eskimos or all Eskimos white?
No idea.
Yeah, I suppose you would be. If you were living in the colden parts of the world, I suppose you would be white, wouldn't you?
Yeah, or have a white jacket.
Or have a white jacket, yes. Well, there's a good idea. There's a very good idea. White jacket, yes. Why didn't I think of that? Robbo, there's a lot of people complaining about you not pulling your weight on the James Whale radio show.
Again?
Yeah. I mean, I just had a look through to see some of the complaints coming in. By the way, I didn't see any moaning emails coming my way.
No, they've all been filtered.
No, I told you to let me have them so that I can deal with them.
Oh, sorry about that.
And the tweets. Have you got anything rude there must be something you've got you can tell us about.
No, nothing. I've filtered them all.
Oh, for goodness sake. None from mad bishops or...
There was one from a mad bishop, but we won't go into that.
Should we not?
No. Apparently he's a vampire, okay. I think.
Oh, yes. Oh, you've got to be, yeah, completely, utterly, yeah. Never mind. Some people are going to be so shocked when they come to the end of their time, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, get back to you pulling your weight. So you haven't done the Christmas boutique, right?
No, I haven't done the Christmas boutique. Well, I will do. I'll put something in there.
But I had to tell you.
You did have to tell me, yes.
Yeah, John Richards says, I need to discipline you. Connor McCreevy says, you're a lazy git. Mark Gibbs says you should get a pay rise. Don't be ridiculous, Mark. What are you talking about?
More jelly tops.
Gene Matheson thinks you're lovely.
Aww.
John Hyam says, let's hope not. Carrying that kind of load is far too dangerous without winches and hoists.
I know, John Hyam. Thank you very much.
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah. You shouldn't pull your weight. Anne Griffith Greenaway says, you keep the show going when I'm otherwise engaged, so yes, you're pulling my weight.
Pulling your
pulling
weight?
Pulling my weight? How appalling. I don't know what Anne's talking about. Unless, of course, you wrote this and sent it to me yourself.
Of course, yeah, that's what I do every week, yeah.
And here's one of your friends, Homemade Dribble Bibs.
Yeah.
Says, you don't chip in very much, you've never got anything to say. Perhaps you could sing a song.
Oh, I did do a Christmas song years ago.
Did you?
Yeah, I did a Christmas single many, many years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
I did a Christmas single many years ago.
Yeah, mine wasn't as popular as yours.
Well, why couldn't we play them both and get people to vote on them?
It's got that other lad on it, Nobby. You remember Nobby?
Oh, Nobby Knob Knobs. Yeah. All right. Well, I could play his part. We could re-record it and we could make money.
It doesn't sort of make sense anymore because it was called Credit Crunch Christmas. It was back in the times when the world was going to end.
Well, the world is always going to end sometime. Why don't we... We should have done a Christmas song, shouldn't we?
Maybe I should re-record his parts.
Hmm.
Hmm. And then we'll play it at Christmas time.
All right. Oh, dear, I'm making myself laugh now, and thank goodness for Tenor Lady. Oh, dear. Well, if they want to sponsor the show, I'm not opposed to that. Damo McCoy says, I think that fella from Dubai hit the nail on the head a couple of weeks ago.
Thanks very much for that, yeah.
What was that? I've forgotten.
The guy from Dubai, the hairless man from Dubai.
Yeah.
He said that...
What did he say?
He said, what's the point in me chirping? Yeah.
What is the point of you chirping?
I don't know, but he, you know, he gave me many sleepless nights while I stayed awake wondering what I was doing.
I wouldn't worry about it. Peter Stein says, his shows without you were excellent. Well, you can f*** off. I hope you beat that.
No, I'll leave that in.
Yeah. R. Andre said, of course he is pulling his weight. Oof. And David Hazlitt says, who's got the most weight to pull, James or Rob? Well, I think you'll find it's Rob. Yeah, he just doesn't look after himself. Never looks after himself at all. Okay, so consensus of opinion about two or three people love you and the rest think you're just a waste of space.
That's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, no, because I know you can't say anything. When I was on this morning, so do you think it was all right? I mean...
Yeah, it was fine. You looked okay.
Did I?
Yeah.
Never, because all of that travelling there, come, but you get 5 minutes.
Well, you haven't got any, you know, hair and makeup to do, have you? So you just go in and sit down and talk.
Hang on, just a minute. Hold on. Hi, Ed?
Hi, how's it going?
Yeah, sorry, did you get my message?
No, I saw you on the call, so I thought I'd just call straight back.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. Our guest for tonight's programme can do it now. Am I doing so much work at one time?
I don't know. It's like you're a producer.
Yeah, I know. Well, I am, really. I am. So you might cut that bit out, actually.
Yeah.
I
will.
Oh, OK. So, you thought it was all right.
Yeah.
My point about banning burkas, was that...
Oh, I wasn't listening to what you were saying. I mean, I had you on mute. I just thought you looked good. On telly.
Oh, for goodness sake. We're talking about banning the burqa with Lauren Booth, who I knew Lauren, you know, before she became a Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I stuttered over the word Muslim there, but there we are. But I don't care what anybody wears.
No.
It's just covering the face I find difficult to understand. Why anybody other than bank robbers and people going to one of those weird masked balls would want to cover their face? I don't know.
Yeah, they should ban covering the face and not target it towards people wearing a burqa.
Yeah, no, I think that's what they'll do. The burqa, though, of course, is the whole thing. It covers everything.
Yeah.
So, but you want to wear a headscarf, wear a headscarf. You want to wear long clothes. I mean... Nuns do. If you want to, I mean, fine. I'm easy about everything in life, but I'm not easy about people wanting to cover their faces up.
Yeah.
It isn't part of the culture of this country. It's not something that people are happy with here. And it's not acceptable for women to behave in that way or to be treated. Well, it's not even women being treated like that. Women might, for one reason or another, say, I don't want my face to be seen. Why? Well, that's my... No, it's not. We live in a country where you can tell a lot about a person. You can tell what a person thinks about you. You can see into their... Some people say see into their soul. And you can't have a proper conversation or relationship with somebody unless you can see their whole face.
Totally agree.
Yeah. I'd like to know what other people think. So put that question out maybe for next week on Facebook. And if you want to email us, jamesworldradio@gmail.com. Don't forget, check out the website, jamesworldradio.co.uk, if you didn't come to us via that. Lots of good stuff on there. Now, why don't we talk about Christmas singles?
Okay.
I just remember that Cruz Beckham has got a single out.
Has he now?
Yeah. I haven't heard it.
Oh, I have. I'm lying. Yes, I have heard it.
Oh, you have heard it?
Yes, I have heard it, yes.
Really? And?
It's all very good and nice that he's got the ability to put out a single, and no one should be stopped from putting out a single. However...
Yes, but... there's a but coming on here. I can hear it.
There's always a but.
Yeah.
It's like I've done a single called Credit Crunch Christmas. But I didn't, you know, put it out there because it's slightly embarrassing. And, I feel it's the same sort of thing. It's got auto-tuning in it. I don't know the lad, but I'm guessing from listening to it, I think he wears braces, and I think you can tell that in his singing. which I don't think is a bad
thing.
He
wears braces.
Yeah, you can you know, when you can you can tell he's a kid with braces, and you know, and I don't think that.
Hang on. Why would braces make a difference to your singing?
Well, because it affects your speech.
What, because they pull the trousers up too much around your nether regions? Is that what you mean?
No, not that kind of brace. You know, teeth braces.
Oh, teeth! Right.
And, you know, and I'm probably going to get slagged off now because he probably doesn't have braces in his mouth. He probably has some serious speech issue, but that's what it sounds like. And it's all been done in, I think, for charity and all that kind of thing.
But
I have a funny feeling that his parents have pushed him into it.
So it basically sounds shit.
Yeah, but you know, it's a child singing at the end of the day. You know, I go to see my child singing in Christmas plays and stuff.
Hang on,
you know, but I wouldn't.
Cruz
is—he's
not a child, is he? He drives a car, doesn't he?
Does he? Oh, we can't. Well, see, I don't know anything about the Beckhams. He comes across to me as someone who's like 13, maybe younger.
I thought he was about 16, 17.
Well, I don't know anything about the Beckhams. I know Victoria and David.
Well, why even say you'd heard the single? I just mentioned he'd got a single out. I haven't heard it. I wonder what it was like.
I haven't heard it. It's probably very good.
So your prejudices just came into play then, didn't they?
I saw it in the notes that you wanted to talk about it, and I went on YouTube and I clicked on it. There's a photograph of a little kid holding a baseball bat, but it's not. It's a skateboard, completely different object, across his face. So there we go. We should ban that because we can't see his face, right? And it starts off with a bit of auto-tuning to get you into the feel that, you know, you're in for a rough ride, and it just sounds like a child with braces singing.
Okay, well, I can't listen. I don't know much about the Beckhams, but is Cruz the younger one then? I mean, how many kids are there? Three? Four?
How many bridges have they been on?
I don't know. That's a very good point. How many cruises have they been on?
Yeah, I don't know. Three kids,
all
I
right.
think.
I suggest by next week's show, you've listened to the song and you give me an appraisal of it as if you are a critic.
Yeah, but then I'd have to listen to it again.
Yeah. Does my phone keep on ringing? Is it me?
No, I've not. Your phone. I've not heard your phone ring this time. Oh,
hang
it's ringing now. It's ringing. Yeah.
Hold on 1 minute. Hold on. Hello.
Yeah, I'm just checking everything's okay on your end.
Yeah. No, I'm recording my podcast. That's why it sounds a bit strange. Talk to you later. Bye. 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 Oops. Ah. Dear. Right. Conservatives have just sent me a Christmas card. Sorry about that. So, anyway, welcome to the James Whale Radio Show, just in case you joined us. In case you're here for the first time, do not forget, there are 100 or so shows, aren't there?
I thought you were going to say, do not panic, that some shows are better than this.
I don't think so. I think this is probably one of the best ones we've ever done.
It's one of the strangest.
Yeah, I keep getting interrupted. Okay, so anyway, on the website, jameswellradio.co.uk, there are other shows, some similar, some not.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And in most of the shows, we're looking for a new sponsor for Tech Talk, by the way. Tenor Lady, I don't think is going to work.
No, but it does work for homemade dribble bibs, though.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, Tech Talk, it's over to Rob.
Oh, okay, is it my bit now? Okay.
Yeah, because I'm going to have a rest now. I'm going to have a drink.
Okay. Piccadilly Circus.
I told you not to hang around there before, but, you know, you won't listen. You're going to get yourself into so much trouble.
Well, I like the Coca-Cola sign, you know, the big Coca-Cola sign wrapped around the building. Well, that's being turned off next year from January to September. So there'll be no advertising in Piccadilly Circus.
Why?
They're upgrading the screens to super high-res screens.
Really?
Yes, it's going to.
But can't they put something? Won't they put a banner around saying Coca-Cola?
I'm sure they'll put up a tarpaulin or something with someone graffiti on it, maybe.
Yeah, but do they have to? I mean, from January to September, that's a heck of a long time.
Yeah, but it's obviously it's not been upgraded for several years. assume it doesn't happen every
year. But can't they make the screen and then just bring it to the site and put it up? I mean, why? It can't take more than a couple of days to do, can it?
It's not like your telly in your living room. It's quite big.
Yeah, but it can't take that long to do, can it, with cranes and stuff?
There's several panels, I would imagine, that bolt together. And you'd have to do all the wiring between each panel. So, yeah, quite a lot of work.
Oh, right. Oh, okay.
What else?
Right. So there, it's going to be rather boring in Piccadilly Circus for a while.
Yeah. iPlayer are going to start streaming 4K TV programs, starting with Planet Earth 2.
Really?
So we're going to have some 4K content from the BBC on iPlayer. If you own a TalkTalk router, if you own a TalkTalk router, you may be hacked. So you need to change your passwords as soon as.
Do I have a TalkTalk router?
No, you have a BT router.
And, oh, right, okay.
If you're going Christmas shopping this year, or if you're just going any ordinary shopping, when you press your key fob to lock your car, make sure that your car door is locked by flicking the handle, because now the criminals are sitting in car parks with key jammers, and when you press your fob, you just automatically assume it's locked your car, but in fact it hasn't, and then they'll go and empty your car while you're out shopping.
That's a very, very good point, isn't it?
Mm. So there we go.
Because my dogs spend a lot of time in my car. If anybody ever stole one of my dogs, I would hunt them down.
I think the dogs are the deterrent in your case anyway, aren't they?
Yeah, but, you know, people steal dogs, and there are some really horrific stories of these, I won't swear, but going around in vans looking for people's pets and they steal them. They steal dogs. They are the scummiest scumbags on this planet. Again, you know, people who steal children or whatever, people tend not to steal children, obviously. But they can steal dogs and give them and sell them on to somebody else, or even worse, sometimes use them for training fighting dogs, and they get little dogs and they're just ripped to shreds. I find some of these people, I tell you, I cannot be held responsible. I cannot be held responsible.
And I bet the punishment is not as severe as kidnapping a child.
Well, of course it isn't. It's not very severe at all. So I would, I better not even say on here what I would do. A sign went up with a well-known place where people walk their dogs near me saying, there have been a number of dogs stolen. Please make sure you look after your dog and know where it is at all time. And then the police a while back said, you know, we're looking for a grey van that's been seen sitting around, and dogs have disappeared near with. I tell you, I'd drag them out of there, and oh dear, I can't. I mean, I'd end up in prison. Unless the laws change, and the law should change so that anybody's seen harming somebody's pet, stealing a dog, something, is sent to prison. It's not good enough. I'll have them hung, drawn, and quartered. I can't tell you what I do to people who run puppy farms either.
Have you heard about Lucy the Cavalier? The dog?
Yeah. Oh, dear, 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 dear. But there might be some good. I mean, Lucy, who was rescued, she's a Cavalier, King Charles, who was rescued from a puppy farm and has been doing a lot of work promoting against it. I met her at Pup Aid in London when I took Daisy along to make her personal appearance. And she's a lovely dog, and her owner, lovely, who's done a lot to highlight puppy farms, but she's become very ill, probably as a result of the way that, you know, she was bred.
Yeah.
My dog Rocky was from a puppy farm, and he died prematurely as well. I tell you, I mean, some of these human beings have got a lot to answer for, and I'm sorry, but there are a lot of puppy farms in Wales and quite a few over in Ireland, and we should be finding them. And people say, well, you know, they're licensed, they're disgusting. They have dogs in cages. You know, we've seen the scenes where they are in China, where they're kept for meat. There are similar scenes in puppy. Why would you want a farm to breed puppies? I mean, what sort of scum treat animals who just give to human beings even after they've been treated badly. I hope there's some good news for Lucy.
Fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm. Depress me now. Mm. Any films you want to talk about? You press, I should play another bit of music. No, Any films?
Films. The film at the moment is the film called Sully. Have you seen that? Tom Hanks flying an aircraft, the Hudson River.
Well, yeah, but it's interesting. That's based on the real life story of when that passenger plane came down.
Yeah.
In the Hudson River, and the pilot actually landed it, and I think everybody was rescued, weren't they?
Everybody survived. Yeah.
Everybody survived, but later they accused him of doing it. Was it they doing it on purpose?
I don't know about doing it on purpose. I remember a few years ago there was a film called, I think it was called Flight, and it had Denzel Washington in it, which is essentially the same story except with more sort of acrobatic flying in it, I suppose.
Yeah.
And they portrayed the character as being like a drunk, which I thought was confusing because I thought that was actually based on the real thing. But the Sully movie is based on the real events.
And have you seen the movie?
Yeah, I saw the movie the other night. It's a good movie, but, it's a sort of 6-7 minute event spread over an hour and a half. So it's sort of, you know what's going to happen before you go there. It's a Tom Hanks movie. It's
all right. I haven't seen the movie, but I thought there was a part of it where he has to explain why he did what he did. And they said, well, no, you could have landed it or something.
Yeah, he had to. They thought he could have landed it successfully in one or two other airports. And he proved that he couldn't, essentially. Yeah.
I'm not really sure why they decided they wanted to. I suppose that was the insurers.
It's all finance, I suppose, driven. The other film I saw the other night was Nightmare Before Christmas, which is an old film, 1993. But it's been re-released in the cinemas in 3D. So I went last night, saw that. It's very good. Which is strange because I already have it at home in 3D on my telly, but there we go.
Do you know, I'm going to have to get a new television. Everybody keeps telling me my television's out of date. It started freezing my TV now as well.
That'll be your decoder from your Freeview, not your TV.
Will it?
Yeah, your TV won't freeze.
Well, why does it do that?
Getting too hot.
All right. Because it's a cheap and tacky Freeview box I bought in the supermarket.
I'll get you a new Freeview box for Christmas.
I bought one in the supermarket for 14 quid.
Yeah, they're all about that sort of money.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, we usually finish the programme with questions.
We do. I've got some here.
So, shall we?
Yeah, they're short this week, so
would
I can
you
read
like
them.
To?
Yeah, okay.
They're short. That's good because that'll be easier for you to read out, won't it?
Yeah, not necessarily easy for you to answer.
Really?
Okay.
Let's see.
All right. Barry Love.
Oh, just before we do.
Yeah.
You were going to talk about a movie called Rogue One, weren't you? Which isn't out yet.
It's out next week. Next week.
And what's so good about it?
I'd say it's like a Platoon set in space.
Oh, violent.
Very violent, yeah. Star Wars movie, obviously. Really good. I haven't even seen it yet, but I give it 10 stars.
You haven't seen it yet, but you give it 10 stars.
Yeah. It's a Star Wars movie.
Why?
Because it's a Star Wars movie. It's going to beat all box office records, etc., etc. And I'm taking you on a hot date, remember?
We're not sitting in the back row. Anyway, let's get the questions.
Okay, Barry Love. Where does the universe end?
Well, it ends at the end of the universe. Intelligent questions. I mean, what do you mean, where does the universe end? The universe ends at the end of the universe. I mean, that's pretty obvious, isn't it?
Well, maybe it wraps around and starts back at the beginning.
I suppose it could do, couldn't it? Yeah. Well, no, I think it ends at the end. I mean, wherever the end is, that's where it ends, isn't it?
Well, it usually ends where you die, doesn't it? If you keep going.
Well, that's your own personal universe. That's where that would go, yeah.
Okay. Becky Blythe. Or Blith.
Yeah.
Is it Blith?
Well, I don't know.
It sounds Welsh.
Oh, right, okay. Blythe is a town in Northumberland. But anyway, go on, hit me with a question.
Okay, you ready for this?
I'm ready, I'm listening, yeah.
Who is Pete?
Pete?
Yeah.
I can't answer the question, who is Pete, because I have to know, who is it, Big Pete or Little Pete or Medium-Sized Pete? You can't just ask me who is Pete.
Are they all in the same family, then?
Well, I don't know. This is, you know, you, it's like asking, do you want to stay in or do you want to leave the European Union? You need to know more before you can answer a question like that.
It's a fair point, I suppose.
It is a fair point. I only ever make fair points.
Right, okay.
You know.
Rob Mack, then. Should we go on to his question?
Rob Mack. I mean, if you want.
This one I like, because I like a little scone every now and again, or a scone.
Do you like a little scone or a scone?
Yeah, with lots of cream and jam.
Mm.
When having a scone or scone, see, I'm appealing to all listeners, do you put jam or cream on first?
On a scone?
Yes.
Do you put jam or cream on first?
Yeah.
I would always put the jam on first, and then you can stick the cream on afterwards.
Yeah, because you can't spread jam on cream, can you?
It's very difficult to do that.
Yeah.
Very, very difficult.
Okay. Damo McCoy.
Ah, Damo. Yeah. Damo, Damo, Damo.
James, that's you. If a man evolved from an ape, how come we still have apes?
Because they didn't evolve from apes. I mean, everybody knows that. Man evolved from Adam and Eve.
Okay, I have a question, then I'll skip a few and I'll jump down to this one. Paul Kitchener. Why do they paint Adam and Eve with belly buttons?
Why do they paint Adam and Eve with belly buttons?
Yeah.
What? Dear, interesting point, I suppose. Well, Adam and Eve had belly buttons, didn't they?
Yeah, but why did they have belly buttons? They didn't have parents.
Oh, I wish I hadn't even said Adam and Eve now, because I didn't believe a word of it. Oh, dear. I don't know. Adam and Eve, why do they have belly buttons? Well, I suppose, where else are you going to sort of scratch? And where I don't know. I really don't know.
Oh dear. Oh, that's a good answer. That's a good answer.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
I like that answer. Yeah. Gene Matheson, supermarkets. Why do they get away with treating people with a complaint with such utter contempt?
I don't know, really. We're getting very difficult questions here, aren't we?
We are, yes.
You know, I've never found a supermarket not to treat a complaint with the utmost respect. So get in touch, let me know which supermarket it was, and we'll get Robbo to ring them.
Waitrose.
Oh, was it?
Three times my wife has been treated poorly by Waitrose.
Oh, it's you asking the question.
No, I'm just saying Waitrose. Mm. You would think Waitrose would be one of the best ones, but I found that one of the best ones is actually Tesco.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised. I am surprised that Waitrose actually behaved in that way. I am very surprised. Very, very surprised. Okay.
Rob James, before they invented the drawing board, what did people go back to?
Before they went back to the drawing board, they went back to the slate.
I thought you were going to say their mothers. There we go.
No, they went back to the slate. Anyway, listen, I feel it's time now to finish this programme because, quite frankly, those questions were the worst questions I've had for some considerable time.
So we don't want to do David Hoy's "What do you think of the new UKIP leader then?"
Well, if I could find him to talk to him, I'd let you know. But the new UKIP leader, like the other UKIP leaders, seems to have disappeared. I think the reason that Paul Nuttall has disappeared is that he wants to actually be there longer than the others. So if he doesn't talk to anybody, he can't put his foot in it. And therefore, he'll probably sustain at least 3 months.
Maybe he's playing a good game of hide and seek.
He may well be. He may well be. Anyway, Robert, listen, I think get on and decorate the boutique and we'll get together and have a chat a little later.
Okie dokie, I'll do that now. So don't forget to out jameswellradio.co.uk/shop and there'll be a little Christmassy thing there, especially for the listeners.
Because I have just noticed that not only has he put a reindeer outside the house next door to me, he's now putting a Father Christmas climbing out of the bedroom window. I'm going to go and stop him.
I have a funny feeling that those parcels I sent you have gone to next door.
Oh, shh. sugar. Right, see you next week. Don't forget, check out the website, jameswellradio.co.uk. Let us know what you think and what you want to hear on the show. jameswellradio@gmail.com is our address. Right, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Get in the car.
That's miles away.
To the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/James Whale Radio Show or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.